But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. There's no need to say. They say that from Rashi, Mefarshim Ha'olam, the Velt interprets like that. This daf, the Velt has a lot to say. Tosfos be quoted before Ha'olam Akshim, the top Tosfos, Ha'olam Akshim. I remember at one of the Chag HaSmichos, and the speaker got up and he told over a tale from Yiddish folklore that the Yeshiva Bacha was learning Maharam. The Maharam on the bottom of Masha always says Makshim Ha'olam. So he told over a story that the Yeshiva Bacha had just looked in the Maharam and he was looking out the window and he sees a guy walking down the street, very pained. He's very worried. And he says, obviously the guy is worried about Makshim Ha'olam. The whole world is bothered with the Kasha. Then the guy went to the bar, and then he had a drink, and then he's walking down the other, walking back the other way. He's hipping, skipping, hopping, dancing. He's very happy. After he had his drink, he's very happy. So he says, obviously he has a teretz on the Makshim Ha'olam. So he runs out and he says, what's the teretz? The guy says, what? What are you talking about? Makshim Ha'olam. He must have found a teretz on the Makshim Ha'olam. So the guy left him. So everybody thinks that Yeshiva Bach is such a batlan. He thinks he takes it literally. Maharam says, Makshim Ha'olam thinks the whole world is bothered with the kash. Makshim Ha'olam means the Talmidim of the Maharam are bothered with the kash. So that's the story that he told. That's in Yiddish folklore they tell that story. So then he said, but the truth of the matter is, that was his drush. Truth of the matter is that the only world that counts are the people who learn the Maharam and the people who learn the Tosfos, and that's the Makshim Ha'olam. The only people who count are the people who are learning Torah. Okay. It was a nice drasha. One of the musmachim gave that drasha by the Chag HaSmich. Very nice. I remember another occasion, another person spoke at another musmach spoke at the Chag HaSmich, and so he said, the document that they give all the boys, the smicha, is not like a get. A get has to be kroz gita. Once you give the get, not supposed to have any more connection between the husband and the wife. And the document of the smicha is the reverse. If it cuts off the connection between you and the yeshiva, then the whole smicha is not valid. It has to be the opposite. Can't be cross-gita. Boys used to give good drushes at the Chag HaSmich.